Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. It feels like we're nursing a bit of a hangover from yesterday's tech wreck, doesn't it?
That's the perfect way to put it. Futures are tracking modestly lower, and there's definitely a sense of caution in the air. Yesterday's action was, well, it was a major tell.
You're talking about Palantir, right? A stellar beat and raise report, and the stock gets hammered, dropping 8%.
Exactly. That's the signal. The market is screaming that it's leery of these stretched valuations. Good news just isn't good enough right now. And we're seeing that theme play out again this morning with the megacaps still under some pressure.
So it's a sell-the-news environment. We saw some pretty sharp drops overnight in Asia to back that up, with Japan's Nikkei down 2.5% and South Korea's Kospi tumbling almost 3%.
Yeah, both of those markets are pulling back hard from record highs. Europe is also looking mostly lower. There's just a risk-off feel globally to start the day. Traders are on edge.
And we have a ton of earnings and economic data to throw in the fire. What should we be watching on the economic front?
The big one is the ADP employment change report for October. That's going to give us a really important read on the labor market ahead of the main event later this week. That's the number that could really move the needle this morning.
Got it. Let's get into the earnings avalanche. The big story seems to be Advanced Micro Devices, AMD. It looks like a repeat of the Palantir story.
It really does. AMD beat on earnings per share, beat on revenue, and even guided fourth quarter revenue above what analysts were expecting. And how does the market reward them? The stock is down over 5% in the pre-market.
Unbelievable. So the market is just completely rejecting these high valuation tech names no matter what they report?
That's the mood. It's not about the quarter they just had. It's about what the next year looks like and whether the current price tag is justified. The market is saying it's not. On the flip side, you have McDonald's, which actually missed on earnings, and the stock isn't getting punished nearly as badly.
Okay, let's hit some of the other big pre-market movers. What's getting absolutely crushed out there?
Oh, it is a bloodbath for a few names. Biohaven is down a staggering 43% after getting a complete response letter from the FDA. That's a clinical trial disaster. Then you have Trex Company, the decking manufacturer, down 34%.
34%? What happened there?
It was the triple whammy. They missed on earnings, gave weak guidance for the fourth quarter, and then got hit with a flurry of analyst downgrades this morning. A truly brutal report. Pinterest is also getting hit hard, down over 17%.
Wow. Any bright spots? Who's gapping up?
There are a few. Kennedy Wilson is soaring. Up more than 24% after receiving a buyout proposal from its CEO. Nothing like an acquisition offer to get a stock moving. And in the tech space, Lumentum is a standout, jumping 16% on a really strong report and guide.
So it's not all bad for tech, just selective. Meanwhile, we have some interesting headlines. China is banning foreign AI chips from data centers with state funding. That feels significant.
It is. That's a direct shot at the big U.S. chip makers and a clear move towards technological self-sufficiency for China. It creates another layer of uncertainty for that sector. And speaking of uncertainty, Tesla's car sales in Germany apparently fell 50% in October. Not a great headline for them.
That's interesting, because the broader sector analysis I'm seeing suggests tech and consumer discretionary are actually areas of strength. How do you square that with the weakness in names like AMD and Tesla?
That's the tug of war we're seeing. The underlying trend might still favor those sectors. But right now, investors are punishing the leaders and maybe rotating into other names within those groups. The market is trying to figure out if this is a broad tech pullback or just a valuation reset for the biggest winners.
So for traders heading into the open, what are the key levels you're watching on the S&P 500?
For the SPY, that 670 level is critical support. If we lose that, the selling could accelerate. On the upside, if we can find some buyers, the first real test is going to be around the 675 resistance mark.
And for the tech-heavy QQQ?
Very similar story. Watch 616 as your key support level. A break below that would be a very bearish sign. Resistance is sitting up near 619, where the prior highs have been a tough ceiling to crack.
All right, so give us the final thought. What's the takeaway before the opening bell?
The market is in a prove-it mood. Yesterday was a warning shot, and today's action in names like AMD confirms it. Great earnings are not enough. It's all about valuation and what comes next. Watch that ADP data closely and see if buyers step in to defend those key support levels in the indices. It's going to be a very telling session.
A prove-it day indeed. Great insights as always. That's all the time we have for the Morning Dose. We'll be back to break it all down again for you tomorrow. Have a great trading day, everyone.